Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to Conversations Live, where we bring you the best in music, books, entertainment, and current events. When the movers and shakers of the world have something to say to you, they say it to us. Now, here is your host, Cyrus Webb.
And hello, everyone, and welcome back to Conversations Live, where we connect you with the artists and authors you love, who bring you the music and books you can't get enough of. I'm your host, Cyrus Webb. Glad you all could join us for another edition of our program. Have a great show that's coming up for you guys today. Glad you all could stay with us. Author Phoenix is back with us to talk to us not only about her new book, Anybody, Somebody, but what it's been like for her to share the message of love and self-awareness as she's been discussing the characters, meeting with her readers, and also, of course, letting people know what led her to write the book. Phoenix, hello to you, and welcome back to the show.
Hi, Cyrus. Hey, y'all. Good to talk to you again, definitely.
Well, Phoenix, it's glad to have you back. I should say it's your first solo appearance on the program. The last time that you were with us, it was with author Tonya Goring and also other members of the Freedom Inc. family. So, you know, a lot has happened with you since that time. You've been doing signings. Mm-hmm. I've seen you out, you know, of course, being able to share the book. You shared a great story mm-hmm. with us while you were here in Mississippi that we shared in a new issue of the magazine about when you first got the book, how you were in your pajamas and you had to take a picture with them and to be able to share mm-hmm. it. What has it been like for you to see something that you spent so much time with? What has it been like for you, Phoenix, to see the way that people are responding to it?
It has been phenomenal. It's just the look on people's faces when I tell them, hey, you know, I wrote a book, or speaking of writing, I wrote a book. Hey, you can go to Barnes & Noble, Books a Million, check me out. Here, I have a book on me, you know, something along those lines. But it's not just about me writing the book. I've always said from the beginning, it's about the message, how I wanted to put the message out there that you cannot be just anybody, somebody.
Yeah, exactly. And as you shared mm-hmm. with me even during our conversation when we were together doing a segment for The Right Stuff online, Phoenix, you said, you know, that was why you dedicated the book to women, because you wanted mm-hmm. them to understand that. So I want to talk to you about something that we did not talk about in that interview, as well as didn't talk about when you were on the program before. I want to talk about your own self-awareness, because to me mm-hmm. it's great that you're able to share that with other people. When did you first mm-hmm. realize your own power yourself, Phoenix?
You know what? I'm going to be honest with you. I was in a relationship for 10 years, and half of the relationship I spent enveloped in it. I mean, full-on enveloped, meaning I lost myself completely, pining after someone else, not paying attention to myself, not paying attention to my health or my own aspirations and, you know, somebody else needed me more, et cetera. So I know that I'm not the only person that felt that way or the only person that went through that type of situation. So I needed to relate to other women. So I began talking to other women about similar things. And through that, I began to grow. And I eventually grew apart from the relationship and started learning more about myself and my own dreams and aspirations. So putting forth everything, I just started writing about it. It started off in poetry. And then eventually the novel was born.
Right.
But definitely I wasn't the only one, you know, I definitely wasn't the only one, which is why I dedicated the book to all women.
Right. And as you shared with me also during that same conversation that's in the magazine now, Phoenix, you talk about that, you know, other women were sharing their stories and, you know, mm-hmm. and you kind of are able to kind of create these composite women that we are able to meet in Anybody, Somebody from that experience. So with that being said, you know, when you look at the book then and you look at where you've come from, do you see writing mm-hmm. as a way of not only able to entertain readers, but also to get them to look at their lives, look at where they are, and think about, are they living for themselves or someone else?
Correct, definitely. It's basically about pressing that reset button, starting over, starting fresh, realizing who you really are before you put yourself out there and try to get into a relationship or try to get, you know, get ahead of the game. You have to know yourself first. Right. That's definitely important.
Exactly. And that is one of the things that you've been able to share through this experience. For those that are just tuning in, you're listening to Conversations Live. Author Phoenix is back with us. We're talking to her not only about the release of her book, Anybody, Somebody, but what it's been like for her to share the message of the book. Now, we meet these characters, Mia and Corinne in the book, and both of them, as I talked to you about before, you know, are amazing in that they really are poster childs for looks being deceiving. You look at these women, and they are individuals that guys would want to be with, that women would want to be, and yet they seem to be, as you were saying, well, interestingly enough, with your own situation, they seem to be just swimming in someone else's world, you know, and losing more and more of themselves. Did you know for your very first book, did you know that you wanted to create something that was not only personal, but also that was provocative and would make people think a little bit?
I did. I did right off bat. I knew where I wanted to go with this story. Although at first it started off with more than just two friends. But then I figured, you know what, this needs to be a little bit more intimate, almost like a conversation between
right.
friends. Because basically when I was talking to women, that's what I was doing. I was having the conversation with them about their life and relating to them and, you know, hey, I've been where you have been, and I'm there now, et cetera, et cetera. So still a lot of growing to do with Mia and Corinne, but, you know, they found themselves wanting love and wanting a relationship, but instead they would just fill time instead and submit to those who pretended to love them or care.
Right, exactly. Now, there are a lot of things that you kind of talk about in this book that I think people will find bits and pieces of themselves in, Phoenix. I think male and female, there are issues of decisions that we make, the consequences that come from our actions. You talk about abuse in many different ways, I think, not only sexual, but I think emotional abuse in this book. That's a lot. It's a lot that you kind of take us through as you're kind of allowing us to meet these characters and to get to understand them. Was that important for you for us to understand that really, you know, Mia and also Corinne could very easily be any of us, that their situation was no different than what anyone else could go through?
Well, it was basically like a woman's secret. When we go through things, we substitute that pain for something else. So, like you said, it is provocative. There's a lot of sex in this book, and the reason is honesty. We, you know, women, I mean, men too, we have sex to compensate for something else. Some of us have a lot more sex to compensate for previous pains. You know, there was a lot of abuse in here, and there was a reason behind that. Women, I mean, sad to say, a lot of women have been sexually abused. My publisher and I had discussed this on many occasions where women have been abused and, you know, compensate for that pain. They don't really want to look back on that pain, but they don't really know how to cope with it.
Right.
So the better way to cope with it is to find somebody, at least for the moment, to make themselves feel better. So I definitely had to go there with this book.
And Mia comes to an interesting revelation. Now, granted, she has to get some professional help, I think, to get here. But she comes to this realization that I actually want to share reading from the book, Phoenix, on page 71. For those who have it, who don't have the physical copy, we'll be telling you guys here in a little while how you can get your own copy. I'm going to paraphrase some of this because we do have the radio side of this that Carrie gets as well. Phoenix, but this is what you wrote. Mama always said a way to a man's heart is through his stomach. Mama lied. I gave a man all the free food, sex, money, and attention he could ask for, and he still cheated on me repeatedly. Then she would say, you can lead a man to water, but you can't make him drink it. Well, if you ask me, he was sipping quite nicely, so screw that theory too. I think that what it boils down to is God invented man to have flaws so that we could only trust in him. Makes perfect sense. But even God might get tired of me and all my sinning. I've tried hard to be cold. It's just not in my nature to be the people that have done me wrong. But my mother and grandmother didn't raise me to be a doormat. What I thought was so interesting about that, Phoenix, that I wanted to talk about were three things. One, the realization for Mia that she had been taught better, she'd been taught,
right.
That, you know, that she deserved better. But it was really up to her to embrace that for herself. And what I thought about was, you know, young men and young women are all can all be taught how talented they are, how great they are, how attractive they are, and all these things. But in case, but unless they believe it themselves, it's very difficult for them to be able to see it. Do you think it kind of took Mia going through what she did in order for her to realize that, you know what, maybe she had her priorities a little messed up. Maybe she was looking, you know, for the wrong one to get to know and to love, you know, because of the situation that she was going through?
Definitely. As far as Mia is concerned, I mean, Mia is a prime example of all women where we wait until we have nothing left to give and we see nothing left to gain at that point in order to try to get our act together. And like you said, she wasn't raised like that, you know, and I mentioned in the book as well that her father was a good example of what a man is supposed to be, and it kind of scarred her a little bit because she expected all men to be like him, but she was mistaken. You can't be,
right.
You got to have your head on straight. You know, you can't just sit there and think that everybody is the same. And she kind of did. She put everybody in the same category.
Right. And now Mia also had to deal with a horrible betrayal. We don't have to get into that for those who haven't read it yet, but I think it's another sad part. You know, I have to say, you know, relationships are something, it's always funny for me, Phoenix, when I'm having these conversations, because I believe I'm happier because I'm not in the relationship, because I think about all the crap that people go through, and I think, you know what, my life is so simple and so peaceful, and I don't have all this extra stuff going on that I hear about and read about and see people talking about. But, you know, I do believe for people, well, maybe I'll just ask you the question. Do you think that some people are just in love with the idea of being in love, that that is the thing, they don't feel complete unless they have somebody?
They are in love with the idea of being in love, but they kind of falsify and can't really comprehend between the two, I really love this person, or I love the idea of being with this person, but this person isn't right for me. A lot of people actually suffer through that, and a lot of my close friends have suffered through that, where they would just put up with whatever they wanted to for however long. I mean, I'm talking years, because they think that they're in love, and they think that they can mold this person into their Prince Charming, et cetera, but in all actuality, when a person shows them their true colors, you're supposed to believe them. You're not supposed to sit there and nurture them and try to mold them into something else. That is exactly who they are. So that's basically what the book was saying, too. You know, you can't just be anybody, somebody, meaning, you know, somebody can come across and throw all the charm in the world, but once they come out and cheat on you, are you supposed to hold on to them because they were so charming and you were so turned on by that? Or are you supposed to move on because they were wrong? So you really have to decipher between the two and know your own self-worth before you do so.
Exactly. Very well put. Again, the author Phoenix is our guest. We're discussing her book, Anybody, Somebody. Phoenix is actually featured in the new issue of Conversations Magazine that's out today in the Hour of the Right Stuff segment. It kind of goes into a conversation she and I had while we were taping an online version of The Right Stuff while she was in Mississippi. Phoenix, I want you to stay with us. We're going to take a musical break here. When we come back, we're going to let our listeners know how they can get their own copy of the book and how they can stay in contact with you, too, okay?
Absolutely.
All right. By request, here is Emily Sunday, I think a song that is perfect for this conversation. Here is My Kind of Love. We'll be right back with Conversations Live. Stay with us.
I can't buy your love. Don't even want to try. Sometimes the truth won't make you happy. Still, I'm not going to lie. But don't ever question if my heart beats only for you. It speaks only for you. No, I'm far from perfect. Nothing like your entourage. I can't grant you any wishes. I won't promise you the stars. But don't ever question if my heart beats only for you. It beats only for you. 'Cause when you've given up,
About her book, Anybody's Somebody, but also the messages of the book and the characters that she's able to introduce us to through Mia and Corinne. So if you're thinking about a takeaway, Phoenix, what do you hope people, other than being a little turned on and entertained by the book, what do you hope they're able to take away from it when they finish?
Well, here is my message to the ladies. Say goodbye to the woman that you once were. The woman that you've known, every pain there can be pleasure. Every pleasure is not always leading to a consequence. So my message to the ladies would be to enjoy life to the fullest. You don't have to put up with whatever you're putting up with now. Trust me.
All right. I think that's a positive message there, Phoenix. So, Phoenix, mm-hmm. Anybody, Somebody is available right now. How can our listeners get their own copy, and how can they stay in contact with you?
Well, first, I'm going to give a shout-out to my Freedom Inc. family. Hey, y'all. That's freedominc365.com. You can pick up a copy there. You can also pick up a copy at booksamillion.com, amazon.com, Barnes & Noble, any of your local bookstores, come check me out. You know, request a book if it's not available. I'd be happy to help you out. If you want to email me as well, that's iamauthorphoenix@gmail.com.
Okay, very easy. iamauthorphoenix@gmail.com is where they can go to actually be able to contact you directly. Phoenix, mm-hmm. again, congratulations to you on the book, and thank you so
Thanks so much for coming back
on the show. You know, I'm always excited to be able to talk to authors like you, and I have a surprise for you.
What? What's going on?
Well, this Friday, we're announcing our top 100 books for 2013, and your book, Anybody, Somebody, made the list.
What?
Yep.
Oh, my
yep.
goodness.
The full list comes out this Friday. But I figured since I was going to be talking to you this week, I'd go ahead and let you know ahead of time. So only 11 authors actually on the list already know, and now you're one of those. So now 12 authors know. Your book, Anybody, Somebody, made the list for top books for the year.
That is amazing. Thank you so, so very much.
Well, look, the pleasure's definitely all mine. It's a great read, and I think there's a lot in there. There's a lot of entertainment, but I think there's also a lot to make people think about. So congratulations to you. You know, to be able to put all of that in your first, you know, novel, I think, you know, it says a lot about you as an author. So we're excited to be able to share that with our readers and also with our audience as well. So keep up the great work, Phoenix, and we're looking forward to another conversation with you.
Absolutely, absolutely. Thank you so much for having me.
Hey, glad to do it. Again, everyone, author Phoenix has been our guest. Anybody, Somebody is the title of her release. As she said, you can stay in contact with her at freedominc365.com is the website there. But you also, of course, can find her online all over the place. Her email address, as she said, is iamauthorphoenix@gmail.com. She also is on Twitter. We actually tagged her on her Twitter page, but it's at MS @MSEROTI Goddess is where you guys can find her there. Again, it's @MSEROTI Goddess is where you guys can find her there. And then, of course, on Facebook, you can just look her up under Author Phoenix. Now, for those of you who may have came in late and missed part of the conversation, don't worry. You can catch the entire podcast about 5 minutes as we go off the air. All you have to do is go to our radio website at conversationsliveradio.com. That's conversations with an S, liveradio.com. Also, if you're friends with us on Facebook, follow us on Twitter. The link's already available on both of those places. Head over to facebook.com/CyrusWeb or twitter.com/CyrusWeb. You'll find the link there. You can click on the link and be able to listen to the show completely for free. And thanks to our friends at Blog Talk, you guys can actually download this show as an MP3 directly to your iTunes or wherever you want to. So once you go to the link, you'll see where it says download. Just click on that. You guys can get it as a free download. And again, that's compliments of our friends here at blogtalkradio.com. As I mentioned to Phoenix, our full list of the top 100 titles for this year comes out this Friday. It's going to be an exciting list. Friday, November the 22nd is the big day. This is one of those lists that a lot of the industry individuals look forward to. We're really excited to be able to share not only, of course, names by major publishers, but also rising stars in the literary world. So we're real excited about this list, probably our most diverse list that we've done in the 5 years I've done this list. It really is a great list. And we also will be announcing who our author of the year was. Not an easy choice, but when it came down to it, I knew that this was the person that it was going to be. Our author of the year for 2013, 2014, we'll be releasing that this Friday as well as we're getting ready, because I'm going on vacation next week, so we won't be on the air next week. So we wanted to make sure we got all of this done before the holidays. So that's going to do it for us for this show. Until next time, I'm Cyrus Webb saying, as always, enjoy your day, enjoy your life, enjoy your world. Make sure you take out time to enjoy some good music and, of course, a great book. Thank you all for tuning in to this edition of Conversations Live. You all make a great one.